From the universal body, characters emerge, and in it all characters merge. Confronting the fleeting world of the senses, the will and ego form, which drive man and woman to seek their individual paths. With the power of the individual will, the mortals seek immortality and try to escape the destiny of life and death, and dream to arrive at a realm where only eternal happiness and pleasures will exist. In making these attempts, they encounter contradictions of life that are inherent in nature and face conflicts with reality, which is the world that brings storms and tumult. This is what the Buddhists call samsara, which is encircled by a fire ignited by the sentient world. The central thread of this work is the universal being called Tathagata, of whom all individuals are parts. Therefore, the Buddhist concept of innumerable individuals as parts of the body of Buddha has similarity with this book. The will of the individuals rising and sinking with fleeting movements of the world, perceived by the senses, has a counterpart in the nature of the protagonist of the story. As Tathagata meditates about the nature of the sentient world, he sees the time hall of illusion where the stage for life's journey is set.
Tathagata's meditation, the will and the void.
What a wonderful image. The whole transitory world is moving in it. There are so many wonderful designs being drawn by the movements of the currents, dragging one part with another that are twisting, turning, circling like eddies, releasing the knots of movements and creating new eddies again. With them, feelings are turning, twisting, releasing themselves from eddies and falling into eddies again. The whole samsara seems to be like this river where moments are fleeing, creating such wonderful patterns of colorful thoughts and confusion of feelings. It is Maya, the illusory veil that is twisting and turning in the motionless river and creating this motion. The will is not a river like this. Is not this will making the river move? Or the will is moving with matter that drags the motions of the river? Or are will and matter moving as the same river? The mind seems to be inseparable from the no mind that is appearing as the currents, the eddies, the whirling, and is turning in the eyes, dissipating and condensing, creating the flux of time. Is it carrying an emptiness through innumerable structures of thoughts that are nothing but illusions of the mind, while there exists nothing but a formless void? Are all void? These rotations, these expansions, contractions, turbulence, tearing apart and taking part into another turbulence, outside and inside, are only Maya. The transitory reflections of the will into the void, or does there exist something concrete outside the existence of the will, existing by itself? How marvelous this image is. It is devouring itself, breaking itself into parts, scattering itself in the ripples and waves, distributing itself in many forms and designs, without ever vanishing from the sight and always appearing to be the same. The molecules of water are buffeting on the surrounding matter and evaporating into clouds in order to be absorbed by the tree from the depth of the earth with its roots, as well as by the innumerable cells spread across the space as its branches and leaves. How inconstant is this image, though how unchangeable is this vibrating illusion that is dissipating without dissipating, falling apart without falling apart, tending to disappear without ever disappearing from the sight. How illusory is this becoming that is always eluding the mind with the vision of impermanence, though always remaining the same. It is mirroring the void, reflecting the emptiness through which the mind and matter are flowing as two conjoined rivers, which exist to perceptions and feelings and appear to the consciousness only as a result of this unity. If this river did not exist, would anything exist? Will not he himself vanish with the disappearance of the river, where his own image will disappear? His limbs are dancing in the stream, mingling with the branches and leaves, one going over the other with the dancing movement of the rippling waves. His mind is waving the wind that is shuffling through the trees of thoughts and trying to become one with the wind that is shuffling the bits of images of the tree from its root to the crest. There is a beautiful vibration inside and outside. The eyes receiving the images are transforming the sensations into musical vibration in the conscious world. They are changing into notes and sounds as chanting hymn from a greater depth of the mind. The ears that are collecting the restless reverberations scattered by the excited wind, the flashes of light breaking on small ripples and waves, seem to be trying to release themselves from the bondage of the sounds and waves. Behind the visible rays and the audible waves, there exist strange light and sound that are moving as the will flowing through the material domain. This strange light and sound is flashing in all corners of the mind, while natural light and sound are vibrating on the dancing waves. They are flashing from pole to pole, branch to branch, leaf to leaf, and the marvelous image is growing in his mind to extend over all streams flowing through the void. How marvelous! There seems to exist no boundary between the interior and the exterior. Physical stimuli, desire, passion, feelings, pain, suffering, melancholy, thoughts, ideas, conscious reflection and awareness, and unconscious exaltation of emotion all have merged with a marvelous beauty. This beauty is emanating from the center of the mandala, which lies within himself, where the tree also exists as an inseparable part of the whole to which mind and matter are one. How green, how bubbling, how infinitely strange is this beauty. It is sinking, upsurging, rolling with gusts of wind, trilling, spewing, spitting, wheeling, whirling as a part of the mind itself. It is moving away, then returning to vision that is near. It is flowing forward and then twirling backward. It is moving upward and then pouring downwards. In all these motions, what is this that he is looking at? Is it not that he is only staring at himself and watching the process of living, dying, and returning again and again in this stream of life and death? The void that is hanging over his head, is it not too a part of the stream where he exists? Is it not also the part of the void through which this stream is moving, carrying him as a being who comes and goes with the perpetual turning of the wheel? Tathagata sinks deeper and deeper, where Buddha emerges as the ultimate beauty submerged in the void. Flickers of rays fly as transitory thoughts describing the impermanence and nothingness behind the veil of Maya pervading all. He wishes not to exist in this illusory world and wants to turn into a block of stone and remain by this river by touching this marvelous stream that burns in the mind's incandescent glow. He hears the river utter, "Sabbe Sankara Anicca," all that is constructed and affected by the interaction of the matter and mind is impermanent. "Sabbe Dhamma Anatta," all conditioned quality is insubstantial. And "Sabbe Sankara Dukkha," all that is constructed and affected by the interaction of matter and mind is the source of anguish, suffering, and pain.